Good morning, everybody. We are here today for the Friday, March 3rd, 2023 meeting of the Miami Beach Zoning Board of Adjustment. I'm going to turn it over to Michael Belush, who will do attendance.
Sure. First, let everybody know we have five of six members present today. Mr. Goldberg is not present, and we do have one vacant seat. So we do have five members present today, which is what we need for a quorum to vote on variances. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Stephen Rothstein, who can let members of the public know how they may participate today.
Sure. Thank you. Good morning, all. Today's meeting of the Board of Adjustment has been scheduled in a hybrid format, with a quorum of the board physically present in the commission chambers at Miami Beach City Hall, and applicants, staff, and members of the public appearing either in person or virtually via the Zoom platform. For those wishing to participate via the Zoom platform webinar, may dial 888-853-5257, which is a toll-free number, and enter the webinar ID, which is 828-6961-5309, or log into the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 828-6961-5309. Any individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if they are using the Zoom app, or dial star 9 if they are participating by phone. An individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise. Before I swear in those that are testifying, I'm going to advise all as to the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you are appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should register before you speak to the board. If you do not, you do not have to register as a lobbyist if you are speaking only on your behalf and not any other party, or if you are testifying as an expert witness, providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you are appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance, to express support or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they are communicating. If you are an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or a director, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you are appearing in favor of or against an item, or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance. For those that are going to be testifying today, I'm going to swear you in at this time, so if you could please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you'll be giving in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes. Thank you. Please be seated, and Mr. Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. So we're at approval of minutes now. So is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
A motion made by Mr. Aronson, seconded by Mr. Silvers, to approve the February 3rd minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, so that passes unanimously. The next item is requests for continuances or withdrawals. Are there any?
We don't have any requests for continuances or withdrawals.
Okay. And then we do have a single new application today, correct?
Correct. And I'll go ahead and introduce that item.
Thank you so much.
Which is ZBA file number 22-0139. For 3757 Sheridan Avenue. This is an application requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirements in order to construct a new single-story addition to the existing single-story home. As we noted in our staff report, the existing home was constructed in 1938 on a parallelogram-shaped lot. Due to this irregular-shaped lot, the front setback ranges from about 23 feet to over 40 feet. The applicant is proposing to construct a small bedroom and bathroom addition, which is approximately 200 square feet at the southeast corner of the existing home. As proposed, the home will be well under the maximum lot coverage of 40% allowed for a single-story home, and the unit size will be approximately one-half the maximum allowed for the site. The layout and the location of the existing home, as well as the irregular shape of the lot and the shallow depth, staff believes does create a hardship for expanding the home's existing living area within the limits of the city code. We also noted that the existing home at just over 1,200 square feet is non-conforming with a minimum size of 1,800 square feet, and will still be undersized with the addition. We also noted that the existing home has a rear setback of just under 17 feet at the southeast corner of the site, which will be reduced to 5'2" with the proposed addition. The addition will follow the existing setback along the south side at 7 feet, which is allowed by code, and no variance is needed for that. In summary, staff is supportive of the application and recommends approval of the variance. And we have Mr. Peter Chevalier here to on behalf of the applicant, and he was a former DRB member some years ago.
Yeah, back in like 05 or 06 or something, he was served by full term.
And just before we proceed, are there any ex parte communications that should be disclosed at this time?
No.
Okay, is 10 minutes okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Chair and board members. My name is Peter Chevalier. I'm the architect, 189 Northwest 102nd Street, Miami Shores. It's fairly straightforward. Our request is for the rear yard setback variance. We went through a number of things. The house is a Mediterranean-style house from the 1938, and by there's two sort of motives. By staying on the ground floor, we maintain the street facade and look and massing of this original house as you drive by, in the character of the architecture, as opposed to adding a new pop-up or something that we just felt would be out of balance with the whole composition of this structure. The other thing is if you look at in your plans, the along the south side of the building, the building, the side where we have the addition added, is where there's all bedrooms, the master bedroom and bath, and second bedroom and bath. And the Strassmans already have three children, so it's a family of five. And this is a, you know, forever Miami Beach residence kind of stay. And Shana's here. This is show her support for the application as well, Shana Sandhouse. And so those two things. And then the third is by the placement on this side of the site. The all these sites are sort of irregular. They're, you know, they're not 90 degrees. You know, they all have a diagonal front and a diagonal back that's parallel, sort of a parallelogram. And this gives us, it opens up the space in the backyard as well, and gives you where you have a bar of bedrooms and quiet spaces. Then on the other side of the house, you have the kitchen. Kitchen's facing the rear garden, and that opens up wider. And then everybody, all the neighbors have the same sort of setup where it's wide and narrow across their site. So behind to the neighbors behind them would have the wide side as well, and so that's pretty much the gist of our strategy for location of this and the purpose of not going up onto the second story.
Okay, you still have 7 minutes, but that was.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. I mean,
I have a quick question.
Do we go to board questions or public comment?
First, public comment.
Public comment.
So I see nobody with their hand raised online for public comment, and if there's nobody in the audience, then you can close the public
comment. Okay, so we'll close the public comment. And any questions from the board?
I have a quick question. Impressive. Are you this is a new proposed room, right?
Sure. That's what
I'm... Are you planning on, just not that it matters to me, but are you planning on putting a closet in it?
Yeah, across either a built-in armoire, you know, where the door opens into the room.
I'm just saying, if you're making the effort of doing this whole entire build-out, just from the real estate perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would definitely tell you not to just do an armoire, because the resale value, it's going to look like a room without a closet.
Okay.
So, again, this is not just
No, I think it's,
I think you should figure out a way of how to add a closet to this room, because it's just, if you're going to spend that much money putting this together, you should figure out how to add a closet.
And the location is that wall between the entrance to the room and the bathroom, and giving a little more depth to that, and then we have the depth for a whole walled closet that could be
again, it
really nice. No, I appreciate
anything to me.
Suggestion.
I'm just saying for you, you should.
Yeah.
Mr. Aronson?
Yeah, just an air conditioning unit, and there's a trampoline outside. If you look at the plan right next to the bathroom, we sort of step.
Mr. Aronson, I think your mic is not on.
Okay, thank you.
We stepped it so that the air conditioning unit is right next to, is set back off the side setback, and we sort of created a little alcove right next to the bathroom. At the end, it would be the eastern end of the property there.
I see. In the corner area.
It sort of jogs.
Okay, I see it.
Because there's a 5-foot utility easement as well on the site.
Right.
And so if we hadn't jogged that form right there, it would have gone into the 5-foot, or we would have ended up with like a wall parallel to the easement, and there was no real purpose in that. So we created that alcove and said, okay, now I have AC that's accessible,
right,
and it's out of the easement. And
and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the roof is going to be the same style as the main.
Same style. It's a hipped roof, not even a gable end, fully hipped and everything to match. And we're already discussing perhaps re-roofing the whole project as part of this, so there'll be no issue with matching tiles and blending in and so forth.
Gotcha.
We're going to look at as part of going into the building department and the construction documents and everything, sort of a whole upgrade of the exterior since we're going to be touching it.
How many bedrooms in the house presently?
Two.
Gotcha. Last inquiry, maybe I shouldn't say that, but last one. Neighbors, have you had any feedback from the neighbors to the east, south, and north?
We've spoken to all the neighbors. The neighbor most impacted to the rear is we have a letter from them, fully supportive. We have a letter from to the north and to the south. We spoke to them about it. There's a there's two owners, a father and a daughter, own the property, and getting them to sit down and do the letter was another thing. But we discussed it with them, and there was no objections.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Silvers.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Number one is, the entrance to this bedroom is from what? Is Yanni can enter this bedroom from the outside?
No. That's an enclosed space off the main living space.
But where's the door? The door to the bedroom comes off this narrow rectangular area, which...
That narrow rectangular area is enclosed space. But it's not part of the main living area. It's more like a library or sort of side space.
It's not a library. It's only four or five feet wide.
Well, library, playroom, or den. You know, it's more than that.
But there's
no
connection to the house.
It's 7
from that area. Is there a connection to the house? In your plans, it doesn't show a connection.
No, it's interior space. It's interior under AC space.
I understand that, but I don't see a doorway from the existing interior space to the bedroom.
I think it's an issue with the graphics. It looks like you're showing what would be like a wider opening that's but be open with an arch or something above.
Yeah,
you're showing as a solid line.
Mine is not clear.
It's looking like that narrow space is
where?
Completely contained. That's wide open. It has like an arch or something, and at this size,
outside?
The dash line.
This is open to
the rest of the house.
This is inside the house.
I think this lane.
There's no door. I don't think that's there's no door here.
The floor plan is improperly marked, is what you're saying.
It's there should be a dashed line showing
an arch.
The arch opening over, and at this scale, it got all merged together.
It's solid here.
And looks like a wall.
It's solid here. I don't see. I just don't know. It doesn't show clearly how you enter the bedroom from the house. There's no entrance.
The wall that's indicated on the floor plan looks like the outside wall.
In this narrow area that's 4 or 5 feet wide by, say, 10 feet, there's no door to it. I see a window in that space.
Can I approach and show you the...
Yeah, that might be the most...
Yeah, you can show me. Yeah, sure.
Are we able to put it on the screen?
Where's the door?
I don't see any door to get this is this area here is supposed to be a dashed line above. So this is all open through.
Oh.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, but it's like that. It's
okay. Improperly indicated on the plan.
Okay, there's no closet in the bedroom? You're not going to have a closet in the bedroom?
That's what I said.
Thank you.
You're not going to have a closet in the bedroom?
Yeah, we're going to have a closet in the bedroom. There will be a closet in the bedroom.
She's upset over there. She wants a closet.
Yeah, and we can make the conditions flexible. So if you need to bump out slightly to the north, or to accommodate a closet, we can if the board is comfortable with that, including a condition that allows some flexibility if you wanted to have to modify
the
exterior.
You made a good point to from a realtor's standpoint. If you were selling this, it's not a bedroom if it doesn't have a closet, and we'll have a closet in there.
Okay. Do not do it without
the
adding a closet.
The only other thing that I would mention is that your rear setback, I would like to see a very dense hedge, high hedge, that would block this building. So, because you're asking for a variance of setback,
correct?
That would affect the neighbor, that neighbor on that side.
Right now, it's like some sort of screening, traveling palms.
That they can't see.
So we can add a condition in there subject to approval from Public Works, because there could be issues, because this is an easement, in terms of what could be constructed there or what could be planted there.
Okay.
So we can add that condition subject to review by Public. Because I've seen before, we've had a case where there was that condition, there was a certain easement
and they don't want the
underground utilities, and there was a problem where they couldn't provide that. In that case, it was more of a difficult situation because the neighbor was opposed to the application. In this case, they have a letter of support from the neighbor to the east.
Like a hedge or tree, like a clusius tree, which is dense, and you could make it grow up so it could be above the wall.
Yeah, we can add a condition regarding that subject to review by Public Works.
In that five feet, we would be happy to do it if, on the property line,
you have a wall or a fence?
We have a fence.
What kind of – is it an open fence?
It's very closed off. Let me show you. I'll give you a sheet number here. G006, last page. Okay. Yeah, there.
Is that it?
Exactly. You can see the photo on the right is the back condition between on the property line of the neighbor to the rear.
Okay, so you have traveler palms there. Those are traveler palms, right, Michael?
And that's correct. Yes.
The photo on the left is essentially where the addition will rest.
Okay.
And the photo on the right is looking directly back at the rear property, and you show the what's already in place in terms of screening and privacy.
So you do have those traveler's palms already there.
Yeah, this is the existing context.
Right.
And there was no plan to disturb them. Obviously,
And it looks like
we
want to
be good neighbors.
It looks like the neighbor does have a hedge along their property line behind that fence and behind the traveler's palms.
Correct.
It appears to be a solid fence.
A solid wood fence, right.
Solid wood fence. So that palm tree is going to have to be removed?
Our feeling is we're going to be able to work
move it
to
over?
This side of the palm tree.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was my concern about.
I always like to keep palms and everything.
You're
going to
have a building that's 5 feet from the property line on the back, and it's going to be up 12 feet with the slope of the roof.
Correct.
So, you know, I'd like to see some, I don't know if three, you may have to add some more traveler palms.
Okay.
I mean, they grow and they're very dense. I have them for 40 years of my house, and they're like 50 feet high.
They're very efficient.
Very dense.
In terms of, you know, they're flat and...
Right, they're flat.
You give us a nice fan.
Right. So I think that would be a good solution because it's a flat. It's a flat-looking, two-dimensional tree.
I would, though, just caution. It looks like there are overhead power lines there. So anything we ask to be put back there would have to take in consideration that utility easement.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think, like you mentioned before, you know, taking into consideration as permissible in that easement.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right, Mr. Belush, so there were two conditions that were discussed, flexibility to add a closet, and we just had a conversation about a hedge. When we put this to vote now, are we adding any conditions?
Whoever makes the motion, if they'd like to add those conditions.
Can you turn on your mic?
Solid,
sorry.
Since it's a solid wall, you know, the wood fence, I think, more traveler palms to make sure that when it grows, it's a lot more dense.
Okay, we can add that condition, provided it's subject to review by the Public Works Department.
Right.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion to approve the project with that condition, as well as the condition allowing some flexibility for the addition of a closet?
Yes.
Okay.
The flexibility you're referring to is adding a couple feet
right
to the north side.
Right. If they wanted to expand... Expand the footprint slightly to the north.
Yeah, slightly to the north to make that possible.
Which will reduce the setback also by a couple of feet.
No, it's not going to affect because that's going to be internal.
Oh, internal.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it would be internal to the yard.
Yeah, perfect.
We're essentially the side setback we don't want to touch. The rear setback we're maxed out, really.
Perfect.
And so if there's any movement, it's towards the interior side of the yard.
Definitely consider it.
Okay, so I believe we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Malikoff. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, so we can move forward. Other business, and I believe Mr. Silvers wanted me to turn it to him with other business. I'm not sure about what, but.
Okay. I'd like to make a point that may, in the future, could come back to the Board of Adjustment. On March 27th, there's going to be a first reading of a revocable hedge permit. Now, I've sat down with the Public Works Department people, and after reading the requirements for this permit, it could amount to close to $5,000 per taxpayer, resident, homeowner on the beach. There's over 750 homes on the beach that don't have sidewalks. That usually they beautify the property to the street to enhance their value and enhance the neighborhood. I believe that the burden is an overwhelming burden on the taxpayers to pay such an amount. It is my understanding that they are revisiting the requirements so it makes it more simplified and less expensive. Being an architect and a real estate developer, I find that some of these estimates to do this application and the requirements is just outrageous. So I think I wanted to make this announcement in the public forum to have any and all people that have homes on the beach to contact their commissioners and the mayor to make this a more simplified process and less expensive. And the problem we get into down the road is if a person doesn't
comply with a ordinance, this ordinance, they will be fined by the code enforcement, code compliance department, and they will be fined unjustly. So I just, and then if they appeal the denial from the Public Works Department, then they can appeal it, and it may be appealed to the Board of Adjustment. So I think this is an unnecessary, time-consuming, and expense to have it brought before either the commission or the Board of Adjustment down the road if they were to allow the ordinance as written today get enforced. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
And just to let everybody know, we do have our next meeting is unusual in that other than the first Friday, it's in the middle of April, April 14th. So just let everybody know that the April meeting is April 14th.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other business?
Nope.
Okay, do we need a vote to adjourn?
We can just adjourn.
Okay, so we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.